Think AP is on another planet from Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and there's nothing you can learn from him that will help you in your day-to-day career success? Think again. Listen as we share 8 lessons learned, and make sure to stick around to the end where we share insights that will help you with your long-term future.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi guys, welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence you need if you work and manage or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today we're going to focus on a little different topic. I call it Lessons Learned from Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and Blue Origin. And depending upon how the stock market does on any given day, either the richest person or the second richest person in the world. Now, I'm sure you probably have guessed, I was not able to get Jeff Bezos to come and talk about accounts payable and his insights on how we could do a better job and have a better career. But what I did do is listen to a number of his talks. Typically at lunchtime while I eat, while I scarf down my lunch, I either like to listen to a podcast, listen to a TED Talk, or watch some YouTube videos. So I had a lot of content to pick from, if you will, and I watched quite a few. So let me dive right in. I think I have 8 lessons for you, and let me start off with the number one thing. In listening to a number of these different talks, I noticed that he was very free with giving credit to others. When somebody else had done something good, he gave credit. So he wasn't all about him. He, I'm sure, developed a team by giving credit to everyone who worked on it. He was also able to poke fun at himself. I heard him mention several times that his original name for Amazon was Kadabra, you know, like from Abracadabra. However, when he mentioned it on the phone in talking a few times, people said Kadava, and he quickly realized that perhaps this was not the best name for the company, and hence we have the Amazon that we know today. Okay, so lesson number one, give credit to others on your team when they've participated in some achievement that the group has had. Number two, and I thought this was kind of interesting, he said that you can look at your job, if you will, if your work, in one of 3 words, you can look at that as a job or as a career or as a calling. But he said, you know, if you find a job that you like doing half the time, then you're lucky and you should grab it and you should appreciate it. Because he said everybody has things they don't like to do with their job. He said, including him, he said there were things he didn't like about his job. I thought that was kind of interesting. Okay, the next thing, and you've probably, if you're a customer of Amazon, you may even know this, but he said that he tried to develop a culture of customer service in every department. Now, sometimes when you tell people in accounts payable or people who work with accounts payable, you talk about having customer service attitude, which is something, by the way, I talk about from time to time. They think that means rolling over and being a doormat. No, it does not. It does not mean doing whatever anybody wants you to do, because then you'll, you know, have an inefficient function and you'll make duplicate payments. But it does mean helping people and trying to find solutions when they have a problem. So if you can develop a customer service attitude in your accounts payable department, things should run a little bit smoother. And I think in the past, we've even had a webinar, not a podcast, but a webinar on how to develop a customer service attitude in accounts payable. It's really important. But remember, being friendly and being customer service oriented doesn't mean being a doormat and doing whatever anybody asks you. Okay. The next thing he said, and I kind of thought that this was interesting and really applicable to a lot of folks that I know. And he said, there are lots of kinds of smart and lots of kinds of stupid. And you have to also be willing to change course when you head down a road and then, you know, end up, it doesn't seem to be the right path. So I know a lot of people who are working accounts payable don't have advanced degrees, but that doesn't mean you're not smart. I'm always amazed when I talk to the professionals who work in this field and I see the intelligent, really smart and innovative solutions that they can come up with. So if you don't have the advanced degrees, don't think you can't be successful. You absolutely can. You're just, you know, a different kind of smart. And he tells the story of when they first started Amazon, and really first at the very beginning, and they were filling orders in the warehouse at the end of the day, and they were kneeling on the floor. It was a cement floor, so it wasn't very comfortable. And, you know, he said to the guy next to him as they were packing up, he said, you know, I think I'm going to get us all knee pads. And the guy looked at him like, you know, have you lost your mind? And he said, why don't you get us a table? And so he said, you know, oh, that was brilliant. And so they got packing tables instead of knee pads. So you're probably, if you're listening to this, the kind of person who come up with the table idea. Don't be afraid to speak up. And remember, you're smarter than sometimes you give yourself credit for. Okay. Now, before we get to the next four lessons, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free. It's completely private. You can unsubscribe at any time. And if you ring that bell next to the subscribe button, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be notified when we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. Just thought you might like to know that. Okay. He also talked about scrutiny, which I know just when you say the word, I start to cringe. And he said that's normal and desirable. So for many of us, you know, the scrutiny comes in the form of audits, which are never pleasant, but they're good in that they keep everybody honest and honorable, etc. And this is whether the audit is done, you know, by you have an internal audit, an external audit, or God forbid, an audit from the IRS, like if you have an information reporting audit, which accounts payable might be involved in, that always sends the fear of God into people. But really, it's not necessarily a bad thing, especially if you come out of it smelling like a rose. By the way, if you like this type of podcast, please let us know, either by giving us a thumbs up, a comment, or emailing publisher@ap-now.com. We like to know what you think and what you want, and we try and produce the content that is useful for you. Okay, and then the next thing he says, and it's just kind of interesting, he says, never lean away from the future, for the future will win every time. So you need to lean into the future. And for us in accounts payable, leaning into the future means learning about technology, learning about the new technology that's coming and impacting the accounts payable function and the products and services that are being developed to help us. It also unfortunately means leaning into fraud, making sure you keep on top of fraud, make sure you keep on top of what the new frauds are and how to protect yourself. Sometimes protecting yourself is just learning about the fraud, because as soon as you learn about it, then you will recognize it when it comes and tries to entice you into making a mistake. So lean into the future, okay? You can do it. We all can. Now, the next thing, it's kind of related. So he says, think long term, not short term. And yes, again, I'm going to talk about technology. It's not that difficult. At least it's not that difficult if you try and absorb it in bite-sized pieces. You can't sit down, or at least most of us can't sit down. Certainly I can't, and, you know, absorb it all at once. I can't become an expert, you know, an Excel expert, for example, all at once. But learning little bits here and there can. And I want to give you an example, okay? I saw a prediction. And by the way, I don't agree with this prediction, but just because I don't agree with it, A, I might be wrong, number one. And number two, even if the prediction doesn't come true, it could become half true or quarter true. So I think it's got some serious implications. And this came from Jack Dorsey, the guy who founded Twitter. And I think it just came out this morning. But he said in 10 years, the world will have one currency, and it will be Bitcoin. As I said, I don't necessarily agree, but that doesn't mean Bitcoin is going away. And he might even be partially correct. So we'll have more than one currency, but Bitcoin will be used a lot more. And at the same time I read that story, I also saw that AMC, the movie chain, says that by the end of the year, it's going to be accepting Bitcoin, I assume, for movie tickets. So what this says to me, you know, talk about leaning into the future, technology and, you know, digital currencies, etc., is we all need to learn a lot more about Bitcoin if we're not already knowledgeable about it, at least in the accounts payable and accounting space. This goes for you accounting folks too, because it's going to have implications there. Okay, the last lesson, which I think he said came from his grandfather and probably has implications for us in our personal life, but I'm not going to talk about that because that's not why you come and listen to me. But it definitely would have some implications in your business life. And that is, he said, It's harder to be kind than clever. So the next time, by the way, and you might be saying, well, what does that have to do with us in AP? So let me go down that path. The next time someone's jumping up and down in your office, assuming you ever get back to the office, but you know what I mean, okay, over some problem that they created, you know, they didn't approve an invoice for 3 weeks and now it's past due and they want you to fix it, resist the temptation, as hard as this will be, to, you know, say something smart like, not my problem. You may be thinking that, try not to say it, and try and be helpful. Again, don't become a doormat, you know, when we talk about customer service, but on the other hand, that you can help. So going back to the long term, one of the changes that's been seeping into the corporate landscape is the way accounts payable is working with numerous other departments and becoming more integral part of the finance and accounting chain, if you will. In episode 100, I chat with the UK's AP Association CEO, Jamie Bradford, about this, and he has some good insights also. A link to that should appear shortly to the left. That's it. Good luck. Take care.